So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss the Mishnayos of Tumit and Midos. Rav Aldebarid Rav Yitzchak explains that the stira, the contradiction between the Mishnah and Tumit, which says that the Lishkas HaTloim was in Tzafonis Ma'arabis, the northwest corner, and the Mishnah Midos, which says that the Lishkas HaTloim was in Ma'arabis Doremus, the southwest corner, can be answered as follows. The storage area for the sheep was actually on the west side of the Beis HaMoikid, but it was Ektsuya Mekatsya, it stretched towards the northern and southern corners. If you entered the Beis HaMoikid from the north, it appeared that the sheep area was closer to the south. If you came in from the south, it looked like it was closer to the northern corner. Avada adds that it's logical to say that even according to the Mishnah Tumid, the sheep were stored closer to the south because there's actually another stira between the two Mishnais. In Tumid, it seems that the area where the lechem upon them was made was in Mizrachis Tzafinus, the northeast corner, because it says the sheep were kept in Tzafinus Maravis. And then it lists the Lishkas HaChesamais, the Beis HaMoikid, and the area for the lechem upon them. We assume that the Mishnah is listing the Lishkas counterclockwise, and that would give us the following order. Tzfainis Maravis, the Lishkas HaTloim, Maravis Deraimis, the Lishkas HaChesamais, Deraimis Mizrachis, the Lishkas Beis HaMoikid, Mizrachis Tzfainis, the Lishkas Sha'isim Balechem upon them. However, in Midas, the order is as follows. Maravis Deraimis, the Lishkas HaTloim, Deraimis Mizrachis, the Lishkas Sha'isim Balechem upon them. Mizrachis Tzfainis, the Lishkas Beis HaMoikid, Tzfainis Maravis, the Lishkas HaChesamais. According to this, the steer is not only regarding the Lishkas HaTloim, but also regarding the Lishkas Sha'isim Alechem upon them and the others as well. Therefore, Rav Huna Breid Rishu explains that the Tana Midas lists them Derech Yamin, moving to one's right, which is counterclockwise. And the Tana and Tumid lists them Derech Smoil, moving to one's left, which is clockwise. So if we say that even according to the Tana and Tumid, the sheep area was more towards the south, we would understand that since they are being listed clockwise, and we start with the Lishkas HaTloim in Ma'arabis Deraimis, it would come out that the Lechem Aponim area was in Deraimis Mizrachis, as in the Mishnah Midas. According to this Teretz, the two Mishnayos are reconciled regarding all four Lishkas. The reason that Tana and Tumid did not list the Lishkas from Derech Yamin, even though we learned Kol Pinah Shatapoinah LaYud El Derech Yamin, whenever you turn, it should always be to the right, because that rule applies only during the actual Avodah. But when listing the areas of the Beis HaMikdash, there's no obligation to follow this rule. The Gemara returns to our Mishnah. Shekohen Gadol makriv chelik b'roish v'noitel chelik b'roish. The Kohen Gadol can place whatever piece he chooses on the Mizbech, and he gets first choice of the meat that is given out. The Gemara cites a braisa which explains, Ketzad makriv chelik b'roish. Oimer, oilo zu ani makriv, mincha zu ani makriv. He can announce that he wants to bring a certain oilo or mincha. Ketzad noitel chelik b'roish. Oimer chata zu ani oichel, ashem ze ani oichel. He can say he wants to eat a certain chatas or ashem. V'noitel chalem shtei chalas. He can also take one of the two loaves of bread from the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos. Arba Yechamish Mimais Lechem upon him, four or five loaves from the Lechem upon him on Shabbos. Rabbi Yomer Lo'ilm Chamish. According to Rabbi, he always gets five loaves from the Lechem upon him. The Gemara explains the machlokes as follows. In the parasha of Lechem upon him, the pasuk says, V'hoisel Aaron Ulevanov, and it will be to Aaron and his sons for them to eat. Rabbi understands the pasuk to be saying, half to Aaron and half to his sons. Therefore, Pal Geshakel, the Kohen Gadol can take half of the distribution. The Chacham hold loy shakal palga. The Kohen Gadol does not take a full half, only close to half. Therefore, regarding the Shtei HaLechem, Rebbe and the Rabban agree that the Kohen Gadol can take one of the two loaves. But according to Rebbe, it's because he's entitled to half. And according to the Rabbanon, although he's only entitled to somewhat less than half, however, umayd the Rabbanon beprusa delav oirch aro lameis v'le Kohen Gadol. It's not proper to give the Kohen Gadol a partial loaf. Now, regarding the Lechem Aponim, the Rabban said four or five loaves based on a machlekes in Masechta Sukkah between the Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabban say, Nichnas Noitel Sheish, the Yoitel Noitel Sheish, the incoming Mishmer takes six loaves, and the outgoing Mishmer takes six loaves. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol gets five loaves, less than half of the 12 loaves being divided. Yehuda says, Nichnas Noitel Sheva, Shtayim Bischar Hagofes Losses, the Yoitel Noitel Chamish. The incoming Mishmer takes seven loaves, two of which are Bischar HaGofer's Dalsis, compensation for closing the doors at the end of the day, and the outgoing Mishmer only gets five loaves. Therefore, the Kohen Gadol gets only four loaves, which are less than half of the 10 loaves being divided, because the two extra loaves that the new Mishmer got was as compensation, not as part of the distribution. Rebbe said Lo'olam Chamish, the Kohen Gadol gets five loaves because Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, that only 10 loaves are being divided, And the Kohen Gadol is entitled to half of that. Rav explains that the entire Braisa is the opinion of Rebbe, who says the Kohen Gadol always takes half. In the ratio, the Kohen Gadol takes one loaf of the Shtei HaLechem. He only takes five loaves of the Lechem upon him because Rebbe holds like a Yehuda, that two of the loaves are not part of the distribution, but compensation, and half of ten is five. When the Braisa says sometimes he takes four, it's talking about a situation where another Mishmah was delayed in Yerushalayim. They are given two loaves. That leaves only eight remaining loaves for distribution, of which the Kohen Gadol gets half, which is four loaves. However, the Gemara remains with a difficulty in Rava's explanation, because the wording of the Braisa is Rebbe Omer Lo'olam Chamish, he always gets five.